Let's switch gears right now and visit with friend of the program, Jim Reed, the director of Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. And the entire week last week, or the last, what was it, last week when the fire happened in Boulder, I was thinking of everything we talk about on this show, Jim, and it all actually came together. Now, one of the big things, let's start talking about, we have a plan ready, a plan together, and then say for a wildfire evacuation like what happened in Boulder, then what?
Well, you know, obviously what we ask you to look at is make sure you have important phone numbers, a quick go kit to grab, make sure you're ready to leave. I mean, in that particular case, they had minutes, right?
Yes.
They didn't have a whole lot of time and they had to go. And so I think that's why it's so important. And, you know, here we are in 2022, and I think we're gonna focus and hem in on planning.
Absolutely. And I think the part of that plan would be always be ahead of the storm, so to speak, and in this case, be realistic, because I think a lot of people knew that it was going to be windy, and then maybe keep in mind what would happen if something were to happen because of the wind, for instance. So you always remind us to be ready for emergencies, yet a lot of us are still caught off guard when something unexpected happens. So how can we make it a better year this year?
Sure. You know, we always, and listen, we do this every year, right? We make resolutions, and then by February or March, we've pretty much given up on our resolutions, right? So what I'm telling folks is don't try to do it all at once, because that's where failure kind of kicks in.
Yeah.
You know, look at it and take some time. Plan it out. Plan it out for the year. So this month, let's talk about maybe power losses we just had recently. You know, make a plan. How would your family react? What are the things you need to do if we have a power loss? February, maybe you talk about a wildland fire. March, talk about something else. But make a plan throughout the entire year. Maybe start building some of your, you know, non-perishable foods and water. And get your paperwork together. I mean, that's what's important.
What's really interesting is, you know, people hear us on the radio all the time. We talked about this at least for the last year. And when these things happen and they don't have a plan put together, it becomes confusing. So don't just put it off. Actually do the things that you're suggesting. And now this is an interesting one. So if people are told not to leave their house, like they were, you know, in certain circumstances, let's say we have a SWAT situation or whatever, or we have a shelter-in-place order, what should we do? What if we're told not to leave our house, or if there's a shelter-in-place order?
Well, pretty much the same thing. I mean, if you think about it, just make sure you have water to drink, make sure you have food, you know, make sure you have long shelf-like foods that you can have in your house, and then you know, think about a power outage. You may have a power outage as a result of whatever the event is, and you're asked to stay in your home. So really be ready for anything.
And the first of the year is also a great time for financial readiness, right?
Right. Yeah, as we close out 2021, you know, we have new contracts. We renew our insurance documents. We look at our homes. Has it gone up in value? Maybe we adjust our insurance. So in case of emergency, you want to have those documents ready to take with you. And I would say make copies and store them with a relative or a friend, somebody you trust, that can have it in a different location just in case you can't get to it before you have to leave. And that helps you recover from a disaster a lot easier.
No doubt. All right, so we got a great place for references and information. What links are available? And if you missed any part of this interview, you can go back to check out KRDO.com on our podcast page, and you can go back and relive it where these links are available. Where can we find more information?
So let's go. You can start out at PPROEM.com. You can download our app at peakreadiness.org, I think it is. And then also we want you to sign up for Peak Alerts. That's important. Peak Alerts is a big one. And so those are the type of things that you should have ready. But again, you can get all that. Go to PPROEM.com. It'll send you in that direction. And that way you have that. It's called Pikes Peak Prepared is the app. Let me correct myself.
Okay.
make sure you download that and look at it. And the Pikes Peak Prepared app, which is kind of neat, it's on your phone. You can look at it anytime you're waiting for something, doctor's office, or you're waiting for in line for something. And we update that constantly, and there's a lot of great information on there. So take advantage of that.
No doubt. And actually do it, right? So that's the most important thing. Jim, thanks for the time as always. Yeah. We really do appreciate your time, and we're glad you're on monthly with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you next month.
And always, thank you for your support, and thank you for helping us get the word out to our folks.
It's our pleasure. Hopefully nothing bad happens, but we want to be prepared. That's the big thing.